Also in the news today, you know that it's getting hard to live around here, right? Unless you're rich. Median price of a house in Seattle is up more than 13% in the last year, and it might climb further. Well, there is a tool for making some affordable housing, and that is a levy. For the last 5 years or so, Seattle voters have been taxing homeowners to pay for affordable housing. Well, it's not enough, according to the mayor. Ed Murray wants to effectively double the amount of money that homeowners pay. He told Jeannie Yandel he knows that some people are skeptical about the housing levy and who gets affordable housing.
A gentleman came up to me in Magnolia and said, so those people who are going to get to live in the housing levy homes, what are you going to make them do? Are you going to make them work or contribute to the community? That is a basic misunderstanding of what the housing levy is about. The housing levy helps folks, many who are working or seniors who have retired and worked their whole lives, have a subsidized form of housing that allows them to afford to live in this city. So again, it is about, a gentleman I met recently who spent his life as a caregiver for people who are terminally ill. His building, he retired, his building was being sold. Capitol Hill Housing actually bought the building, preserved those senior affordable units. That's what the housing levy is for. And by the way, we create three times as much affordable housing through the housing levy than the city of San Francisco does. We're asking for an increase this time in the housing levy. It'll be $5 more a month for homeowners like me. But we can increase the capacity of, again, people who either worked hard or people who are working in this city, as well as some people with some serious disabilities who will never be able to work again, and provide affordable housing for them.
I think your own numbers also indicated that somebody who owns a house worth $480,000 will see their levy go up from $61 to $122. So that's basically doubling the housing levy for a homeowner here. Why that big of an increase?
Well, we're in the danger of becoming a city where folks either, like me and my husband, bought a house 20 years ago. We couldn't have bought that house today. Or people have a lot of wealth and can move in here and pop a house and buy it very quickly. We want to be sure that the people who clean our hotel rooms downtown, the people who are medical technicians when we go to one of the hospitals in First Hill, also can live in this city. It helps with transportation. It helps with the environment. And quite honestly, Seattle has always had its neighborhoods have always had a character of having many different mixed incomes. And it preserves something very important about our neighborhoods, that all sorts of folks from all sorts of income backgrounds can live in our neighborhoods.
So specifically, what would this levy do to increase affordability and make sure that more people can live in this city?
Well, the most important thing that the levy will do is it'll create funds that mostly we partner with nonprofit organizations. And those nonprofit organizations either renovate or build buildings based on people's income. Different buildings are based on different levels of income for folks to live in. For example, we opened up with Plymouth Housing a new building recently that is now for people who are working and don't need such a level of subsidized housing, but still need some subsidized housing. So they're moving out of the higher subsidized into a lower subsidized. Today, Mercy Housing, an organization founded by a bunch of Catholic nuns in Puget Sound, we're opening up a building that we partnered with them on that has 2 and 3 bedroom units. Those are family units. That is what we will increase doing with our nonprofit partners by increasing the housing levy.
Well, you know this as a homeowner yourself. You already pay a lot of levies. There's a family and education levy. There's a library levy. There's a preschool levy. There's a park levy. There's a transportation levy. People here might have levy fatigue, homeowners. So what happens if your levy is voted down?
Well, we'll go back and we'll figure out what to do next, but we have to try. And I think it's worth pointing out that, you know, most of these levies are renewals with some amount of increase in them. And we are still pay lower taxes on our property than almost all the cities around us. So occasionally I'll hear from folks, well, I'm going to move to Bellevue. Well, you'd pay higher taxes. We're talking about some of the outside areas outside of Seattle being incorporated in, the parts that are kind of stuck between all the incorporated cities. When they become incorporated in Seattle, they will pay less property tax. So there's a bit of a myth out there. Now, having said that, the property tax would not be my first choice. But we have seen, as a result of a series of initiatives over this year, other alternatives basically disappear. And I tried in the legislature, as did very rich people like Bill Gates' father, to pass income tax so that we could actually tax people based on their wealth. We've tried, and other people have tried, to tax capital gains, which is taxing money that makes money versus people who work for money. We don't have those options in this city. It is my hope that someday we have those options. But I think that we can't just wait for that day and let our streets fall apart, not have enough bus service, make this city unaffordable.
Have you given any thought to a plan B if this levy does not pass?
I feel really good about this levy passing. I mean, this levy has been a Seattle tradition since the early 80s. We were the first city in America to tax ourselves to build affordable housing. That was Seattle's response under then Mayor Charlie Royer to the growing crisis that started in the 1980s. I don't think this is a city that's going to step away from that.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray talking with Jeannie Yandel about the affordable housing levy. And you are not just a passive listener here. If you live in Seattle, you have a voice. The Seattle City Council is going to be discussing the mayor's proposed levy next week.